Today would have been Michael Jackson's 51st birthday, and after weeks spent mourning the loss of the King of Pop, it's time to celebrate his life. And if you're anywhere near New York, you ought to head to Brooklyn, Prospect Park, where filmmaker Spike Lee is throwing his childhood idol a birthday party, Brooklyn style. Mr. Lee returns to our show. Thanks so much for being back with us.
How are you doing?
I am fine, thank you. And it's so good to talk to you. What gave you the idea to have a party?
Well, when Michael died, I was devastated, like everyone else, most people on this planet. And I asked my wife, Tanya, when is his birthday? And she said it's August 29th. Mm-hmm. And I went to the calendar and it was a Saturday. I said, oh, we got to have a party. You know, because going from Brooklyn, that was, that's just part of the culture, having a block party. You know, hooking up the turntables to the street lamps and the speakers, and people just having a good time. Now, this has grown into a much bigger thing than I envisioned, so now it's in Prospect Park at the Never Meet Meadow, and we're going to go today from 12 noon to 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm. You going to have enough cake for everybody?
Well, we're going to have music, love, and fun. We're not going to have cake for everybody, but we're all going to sing happy birthday to Michael. We're going to do that for sure.
That's going to be something. Who's on tap? What's the entertainment going to be?
Well, really, this is not really a celebrity-driven thing. This is just people, great citizens in the great borough of Brooklyn, New York, and everybody else coming out to celebrate Michael. So we're just going to dance and party to DJ Spinners. He's on the Wheels of Steel on a 1 and 2, and just dance and sing along to Michael's hits.
Yeah.
And also, not just Michael, but the Jackson 5 and also the Jackson. So we're going to go through the whole legacy today.
You grew up watching the Jackson 5 cartoon show, among other things?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a year older than Michael, so we're the same thing. And I wake up every Saturday morning to watch the Jackson 5 cartoon. In fact, I'm going to show some of those cartoons on the Jumbotron screen we got. Mm. And you know, Michael was just a big, big influence on me as a young kid growing up in Brooklyn, New York.
Mm. Well, what was it like to watch that show, watch that family growing up?
Well, it was great because you know, just the whole it's American story, large working class family. Out of Gary, the town of Gary, Indiana, and they lived in an American dream. So it was just make a great movie one day.
Yeah, more than one, I expect. Yeah. Except I don't know where they find a 6-year-old kid as talented as Michael Jackson was.
Well, here's the thing: anytime you want to do a film like this, mm-hmm. where you have five sets of brothers. Then you have to have set for one age, set for another age, and set.
Yeah.
You know, then they have to all look alike and all look like brothers. That's crazy.
I think I know why they did this as a cartoon show initially. That's it. Spike, I'm going to take a chance on something. Can I call you Spike?
Yes, you may.
I'm going to take a chance on something because, of course, we have to know we made time to talk to you about the birthday party for Michael Jackson, but of course. On a different stage, a different legend is being celebrated as he's laid to rest today, and that's Senator Edward Kennedy. Did you ever meet?
Oh, I never did. You know, we're going to have a moment of silence for Ted Kennedy here, and also going to have a moment of silence because 4 years ago, Hurricane Katrina hit too.
Yeah.
So we're gonna. A lot of things happening today.
Yeah.
A lot of things, and we're gonna take respectful note of all of them.
Is there a Michael Jackson or Jackson 5 song you are going to make a point that's heard because it means a lot to you today?
We got some plan for want to be starting something. It's going to be bananas. So, but the thing about it, though, everybody has their own favorite song. So you can play anything and people just go crazy. So we're going to have gonna be a lot of love out here tonight. Excuse me, today, 12 to 5 mm-hmm. in Prospect Park, Brooklyn, New York. And also the borough president, if I may add.
Sure.
The borough president, Marty Mark, was going to read a proclamation saying that today is Michael Jackson Day in Brooklyn, New York.
Well, Spike Lee, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much, Sheriff.
All right, thank you very much for having me on the show.
Our pleasure always, and happy birthday celebration to you today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Spike Lee speaking with us in Brooklyn. He's honoring the life of Michael Jackson.